Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, April 28th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in. I think we have a lot to share tonight on the big call. We're really looking forward to it, all of us. And each one will share in their own segment, so I'm excited about that. Before we go to Sue for what should be a really fun and encouraging teaching from God's Word, let's go pray the call in together. Let's start with that. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we are a chosen people. We've been called specifically for this time to respond to what we have, what you've given us, what we will receive from you, and we're looking forward to it. We look forward to receiving every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. We appreciate that. We love you. We thank you. And even before we pray, we're to give you thanksgiving and praise. And we do give thanks for all things, because we know all things work together for good to those who love you, to those who are the called according to your purpose. So thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this has been the most fun time for all of us to hear these teachings that you've been bringing. And tonight, I hope, is no exception.
Makes me get polemical. Like, what if it were?
Don't worry, it'll be fine. It'll be just fine, I'm sure.
And don't worry, we're still on the same track. It amuses me when I play like that.
Yeah.
So this teaching tonight is called Sharing Your Life Message. Mm. God has given you a life message to share. God wants to speak to the world through you. Your lives are echoing the Master's word. The news of your faith in God is out. You don't even have to say anything anymore. You're the message. 1 Thessalonians 1:8. We speak the truth before God as messengers of God. 2 Corinthians 2:17. Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses." Acts 1:8. Your life message includes your testimony, the story of how Christ has made a difference in your life. You are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do God's work and speak out, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. 1 Peter 2:9. Be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have in you, but do it with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Your life message includes your life lessons, the truth that God has taught you from experiences with him. God, teach me lessons for living so I can stay the course. Psalm 119:33. Sadly, we never learn from a lot that happens to us. Of the Israelites, the Bible says, over and over God rescued them, but they never learned until finally their sins destroyed them.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 106. A warning given by an experienced person to someone willing to listen is more valuable than gold rings or jewelry made of the finest gold. Proverbs, think about that, 25:12. Your life message includes sharing your godly passions. As you grow closer to God, God will give you a passion for something that you care about deeply so you can be a spokesperson for God in the world. That sums up why we're all on this call. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Well said. I appreciate that. That's really good, and it's so true. Each of us has been called for this purpose and to give an account, you know, of our own faith, if we have the faith. You know, we're supposed to be able to make an account of that. In other words, make a defense, if you will, of the gospel of truth. Make a defense. In other words, be able to explain why you believe what you believe. And yet we're to do it tenderly, carefully, and just do it gently, but with passion. And we're to be called, we're called to be ambassadors of Christ. You know, when we accepted what Jesus had done through the cross by faith, we received the Holy Spirit at that time as a quickening or a making alive of our spirit, which was dead to the things of God previously. So when we receive that and we have that, that Holy Spirit, we are in Christ and He is in us. We are in the body of Christ and He is in our spirit, as the Holy Spirit quickened our spirit. So it's a really, you know, it's really, once that happens, it's an inseparable relationship that we have with God through the person of the Lord Jesus the Christ. And I think, Sue, what I get from this teaching, I thought it was really good, is the fact that we are ambassadors. We're called to represent. We're called to love one another. We're also called to be there for one another and explain why we believe what we believe, if it's necessary, if it's needed. I like the fact that all of us on the big call are called to do something for the kingdom of God. And all of us, especially with Sue, with all of 30,000 or so projects that she's helped to create, and all of the classes that she's taught, especially to the pod, we all have a responsibility. The Bible says, to him who much is given, much is also required. So the more you know, the more you have to give, the more that you're responsible for. And so that's a good thing. But I like the fact that we can take this knowledge that we have, especially of the Word of God, and any personal experiences we've had, you know, our own personal testimonies of salvation, for example, and explain, this is what happened to me. You know, this is what is, let's say Paul's on the way, on the road to Damascus, and he gets shot by a huge beam of light coming from God and a voice, you know, that says, Saul, Saul, because the name hadn't been changed to Paul yet. He's Saul, a huge persecutor of the Jews. Huge. Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecutest me? Jesus says. And Saul immediately calls him Lord, knowing who that was, who that voice was. And he was blinded, at least temporarily, until he went to the house of Ananias and Sapphira, and they laid hands on him for his healing of his eyes. I mean, that was a so-called Damascus Road experience. I had a similar experience in my dorm room on October 15th, 1972. Well, when I prayed the prayer of salvation in a tract that I had been given that night on a Saturday night, I promised the guy that I would read it before I went to sleep. So it was early in the morning on a Sunday morning. I prayed that prayer and I had a white light experience in the room where I felt my body tremble with the power of the Holy Spirit as my body was quickened and my soul was made alive to the things of God. And then when I went that afternoon over to the library where I had a private study, I went down through the woods and over a bridge and over a little creek and then up. The entire way, I felt the arm of God on my shoulder. I felt Jesus' arm on my shoulder with me throughout the entire journey that day. And it's never been the same since. That was really a remarkable, that was my white light experience, my Damascus Road, occurred in my own dorm room at the university, October 15th, Sunday morning, early 1972. So, each of us has had an experience or something maybe that's brought us closer to God or that's made us aware of who Jesus is in our lives. That's what you need to be able to explain, just like I did, and make a defense of the gospel. So, Sue, thank you for letting me share that. Thank you for giving the opportunity for us with that teaching to learn what it is you brought us tonight, because I thought it was very good, very valuable, and I can't wait to hear what Bob would say. So thanks again, Sue. Bob, what would You're you welcome. Say about this teaching tonight? Thank you, Sue.
Well, thank you very much, Bruce. That was a really beautiful story to hear, you know, how you had that amazing experience at the university. And, I didn't have any such white light experience like that, but I can remember back to the first summer that I went to Bible school. And learning all the stories from the Bible, the parables, and the passion that the leaders of the Bible study expressed their commitment and their love and their joy at being in the front of these small children to tell us the good news. And I remember back to that, and I remember how I felt in each story that was told. I can remember how I felt at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, with this teaching, Sue, thank you very much. I kind of heard the part of the teaching that says that God speaks through you, but you don't even you yourself don't even have to speak because you're conveying a silent message, and I took that to mean, you know, just by your presence. And I thought, well, if you're not speaking, how are you communicating? And certainly we know now that people are communicating with more than just their words or their body language. They're also communicating with pheromones that are being released from their face that are corresponding to the emotions you're feeling at that time. And also you're communicating with electromagnetic pulses that are coming from your brain and even stronger from your heart muscle. And I thought, okay, if we're going to be a silent message, then how do we craft that particular type of communication and what type of mood would we want to be in if we were going to be, you know, be a purveyor of that silent message of the love of Christ. And I thought, well, it might be good to practice. And practice by really getting centered so that you're not distracted. And it's, and that's a, like when people say, well, I'm feeling centered or I'm getting centered, like, well, what, how would we actually do that? And I always found this technique I learned from John Caputo, the bioenergetic teacher, was you would stand in front of the mirror and put your hand facing out in front of you with your fingers in a row and with your thumb kind of pointing at your nose. And you would stare into those fingers, which are making a straight line, and you would notice if your body was all in alignment, if your head was pointing straight forward, and if your nose and your navel were in line and you weren't tipping your body, tipping your head, because those little deviations of tipping indicate distraction and uncenteredness. And so that technique of focusing and holding that straight line with your eyes straight ahead can initiate this focus. And then what would we think about? What kind of feelings would we want to bring up so that the communication coming from our heart was that silent message that we really wanted? And in addition to the centeredness, you know, the feelings of sitting with somebody else, and because that communication from your heart will touch other people. If there's no one around you for miles, people probably aren't going to be affected by it as much, even though in theory that pulse goes in infinity, it weakens as it goes. And so it's good to think about if someone's in, right in front of you, what are they feeling from you if you're not speaking? And a sense of compassion, feeling compassion for that person, being non-judgmental, and being loving, and being the great listener that was mentioned in the teaching, and being grateful for their presence, for this amazing creation that God has put in front of you, and being very calm and forgiving. And if you were to practice this and allow these concentrations and repetition to end up becoming your personality, then you can be someone who's really skilled at delivering those silent messages.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
That's good,
Bob.
That's lovely, Bob. It really is. That's really good. And I think sometimes, you know, when we're not using words to share, people pick up who we are and what we believe by what we do. And so sometimes it's nonverbal, but a lot of times it's just based on our actions. You know, how do we love other people? How do we love them? By our actions. But I like what you had to say, Bob. Wow. Sue, what did you take from this teaching? And what would you say about it?
I'm always registering the opportunity I have to take great wisdom and complexity and put a bow around it. This is no exception. Thank you, Bruce. So what I really liked, I want to just comment on your prayer, which is going to lead into my comment, about giving praise and thanksgiving in advance. What that really leads to, and what this teaching was leading to, is that depending on your practices, listen to my segment, depending on your practices, and that's what Bob was pointing to, and how you embody them, how that gets wired in the time it takes an impulse to travel to a neuron in your brain and gets wired into a deepening on God and fulfilling your purpose, how that gets embodied so that you can just be sitting, like Bob was talking about. You can be being, and you can also spring into action like a leopard, because you're being and you're doing and you're embodying is reflecting a very integrated mental, emotional, spiritual, physical result. And to me, this teaching pointed something again. I'm going to talk about it in my segment. We're going to be approaching a time of really powerful, really powerful new divine standards. Standards that, you know, are going to be showing us who we are, how accountable we are. And the accountability, when Bob was talking about, like, how you can tell who somebody is by the quality of their listening, you've got to be able to pick up everything that Bob was talking about, starts to get into all these new emerging sciences that are about the subtle body and electromagnetics and how there are things that are getting measured now because our consciousness, our awareness in Christ that moves through our body, moves through our cells, moves through our really, really deep practices. How's your breathing? How's your movement? How's your quality of inner thought? Do you ever have space where Christ is just sitting peacefully inside you? So you have the clarity and the lack of cognitive density. Cognitive density being too much earthly stuff going on and not enough divine resonance. That doesn't mean escaping, spiritual bypassing. It means so that your system is flowing two currents and they're integrated. The current of Christ's love and wisdom, guidance, and next steps. And the current of joyfully inhabiting a body that's every day and every second realizing, oh my gosh, I'm here on planet Earth at this time, becoming the wholeness of what Christ's vision was for me. And so I like these teachings is that's what everybody's at a different developmental level, but that's where we're all going, is we're all returning. And the science and the practices and the tools that Bob was talking about and the commitment of your purpose is going to be showing you what needs to be refined. Just an amazing journey that we're, like, all the people that are listening to this right now, and I get to express. I had a white light experience. It was a little different than everybody else, I think, when I was 10. And it changed my life. And I think many of us have had several really breakthrough experiences where something radically transformed or we went to a new level. So this teaching was designed to help you realize this portal that we're in right now and the experience we're about to have as we get to remake everything in Christ's love, Christ's wisdom, and the integration of all systems on earth. So those are my thoughts.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. That's really fascinating. Really, it's interesting stuff. I love that. And thank you for bringing that teaching to us. And Bob's comments, I really enjoyed, and yours, Sue. So now let's move from this into prayer and praise, Sue. And while you're beginning to open that up, Bob has a praise report tonight, Sue, that I'd like for him to bring out. Okay?
Sure.
So you can look that up. Bob, when you're ready, Bob.
Okay. Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, we had prayed for a woman who they call Pat. And she was in the hospital, and she was really, really sick. Her kidneys had shut down, and she had needed to have her heart restarted. And I actually spoke to her while she was in the hospital. She was very weak. She was afraid she was going to die, and so were the doctors. And we prayed for her a couple of weeks ago, and today I got word from a message she left me that she's been discharged from the hospital. She's doing much, much better, and she is now at home. Continuing to recover, but no longer in need of care in a hospital. And she wanted to thank everyone that had prayed for her, you know, as part of the Big Call. She's been a Big Call listener for many, many years. I've talked to her numerous times about her projects and how she's got them all planned out and all the great things she wants to do. And that was one of the things she spoke to me about when she was sick. Was she was very sad that she wasn't going to be able to execute all of her projects for humanity. But now it looks like she's recovering and still has that chance.
Awesome.
Wow, that's wonderful.
That's a great praise report, Bob. That's wonderful. So, Nurse Pat, we're with you, we're thinking about you, and we're still believing for your complete and total restoration of your health. But good that you're home and out of the hospital. Sue, what else do we have to pray for tonight or that we might want to know about in the way of a praise report?
We have a praise and prayer times three, so you know what that means. Pastor Scott, you're back.
Pastor Scott, he's back.
I want to report with praise through your prayer that my family is healing from the recent turmoil of my daughter's ex-boyfriend. God has been so good to my family as always. I thank Big Call Universe for my loving family through your prayers. I pray for you daily. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
That's good news.
Now, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
And now we go to our Ms. Dina. God is good every day. Maker of heaven and earth, Psalm 121:2. Today we thank God for another new day, for our family and friends, for our second family, the Big Call family. All the leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, Pastor Scott, GCK, Doug, Larry, and everyone working behind the scenes, and of course, millions of listeners. We're so thankful to be chosen for the RV blessing in MedBeds. We're also thankful for God protecting and preventing a third assassination attack on President Trump.
Yep.
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalm 121:8. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell you of your mighty acts. Psalm 145. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Theodore Roosevelt. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. Steve Jobs. That's so true. Heavenly Father, today, the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, their health, their love, their joy, their happiness, their peace and well-being. For President Trump, his family and administration, for their safety and health. Help us to overcome evil with good. Faith and hope for this RV blessing and MedBeds appointments ASAP, debt forgiveness jubilee, for our military country and world peace. Question, is 4B still on track for the 800 number by May 1st? Jeannie knows she's got perks because she can roll in that question.
Jeannie.
I know. Wait. I'm not done yet. Hold on. It's pretty funny,
okay.
Though.
She's incredible.
I know. Jeannie. Everyone have a blessed week. We are all hoping and praying that we get the RV 800 number very soon. I can see you smiling, Jeannie, so don't try to hide it. And be great stewards with this special blessing. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie, visiting the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island today. No rain.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and cool weather. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well,
cool. Good for you, Jeannie. I know.
Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. I think we got enough of them now. Oh, gosh.
I think they're taking the Statue of Liberty down. I think they're taking it down because it was kind of,
They're talking about it. I don't know. I know that was a gift from France, but we had to pay for the mounting and the base of it. It was sent over, and we constructed it. I don't want to take it down. I don't think so.
I know.
But we'll see.
I'm glad you're seeing it.
Well, yeah, me too. See it while you can, Jeannie, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. And I will answer that question that you had in my segment. And I look forward to that. And thank you for triggering something that I did hear about today that I do want to discuss, and that was debt forgiveness. So I have something about that as well. So we're going to have a pretty chock-filled Intel segment tonight. If I can remember everything I've heard, which I usually do, we're going to lay it all out tonight. So thank you, Jeannie, for prompting that. Thank you, Sue, for prayer and praise. Pastor Scott, thank you. And let's just move into your segment, Sue. Tell us what it is that you'd like to bring to us. I know you've got plans that you're going to tell us about.
I do. And this is going to be a little different. Everybody get your pens out.
Pens out. Pad of paper.
One thing I'm a little bit challenged to get this in a nice cogent. That means kind of not too long segment.
Okay.
So this is called The New Standards and Disciplines and how you're going to walk through this embodied and in your best self. So what I'm going to do, I saw this 15 minutes before I was going to get on the call, and I have to read this testimonial. And then I'll talk about a very short little offer, and then I'm going to give you something that you're going to want to be aware of that happened that I lived through in the past 3 days and has had me in a sprint to, well, just had me in a sprint. So here's what we're going to do. Here's the first part. Sue, thank you for the book of the Sovereign Endowments. We are birthing our country, our new republic, our civilization of humanity. You're probably way ahead of me on my thoughts, but when I go to the Declaration of Independence, quote, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The sovereign endowments are true for every American, for our nation to be fully on board with a new republic. Your book holds truths, unalienable rights, and each U.S. citizen needs to know these are theirs as well. Do you see that? This book needs to get to every American in the rebirth of the new republic, rebirth of the sovereigns that the people truly are. I need myself and every American to re-own, renew, receive these unalienable rights, these endowments from our Creator Christ Yeshua. What are your thoughts? Love, Paul. So, the sovereign endowments are different than anything you've read before because we're about to enter a period that has never happened in the United States, much less the world. And it's a period of disciplined, higher standard stewardship. How many people do you know that are really disciplined and passionate about doing everything in their power to be the best version of themselves, creating projects that is the best version of their projects? That's why we created the sovereign endowments. And they are 10 practices that you can do in 2.5 minutes. So they're designed to take scripture, Christ's teachings, neuroscience, how it gets into your neurons, into your nervous system, into your brain and body. They're designed for people that want to be inspired, not for what has ever happened before, but so that you can be grounded in practices. We have a long resource at the end of it that talks about where we got our research, and it's from my 35 years of facilitating transformation. And so I want to thank Paul, who's a member of the pod, who wrote that to me after he's had them for 2 or 3 weeks. I just want to thank him, and I want to thank the pod, who are people that have been so committed to doing everything they can to learn about creating integrated, healthy systems. And I'm going to say this. If you're interested in receiving, and that's a pretty big testimonial, I have a couple more. I'll just read one more. Sue, I've been doing the 2-minute practices for a week now. My life and my nervous system have been shot from many factors, which I won't go into. These really helped to stabilize me. I'm feeling calmer, clearer, and have a lot more peace. Thank you for the practice and the meditations in this course. So what the possibility is with everything changing outside of you, if you don't develop the discipline and the stewardship of regulating your attention and helping yourself to come back in, to a much more stable self that isn't paying attention to everything shifting outside of you? That's the potential. So we developed these 2-minute practices, this 80-page book. And you saw this man is a pretty serious man. I shouldn't say pretty. He's highly successful and professional. And yet he's writing like everybody needs these, so we're going to have to talk about that. We're kind of already processing that. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it available for until Wednesday night. So if you're interested in them, because we have a lot going on and you're about to hear just this tiny little segment about what's going on, if you're interested in getting them, please send us an email at integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put endow. It's $100, and we will write back to you. Whether you have PayPal or not, it doesn't matter. Just your name, your telephone number. But here's how you want to think of it. If you have these in your hand, we have testimonials and testimonials and testimonials. It's one of our best pieces of work because it's so simple, and it's designed to get so you're grounded and you're ready, because change is going to be very accelerated, and you're going to need to want to anchor into scripture and nervous system practice designed on that scripture with a cool story that you'll relate to, like what you're going through, so you feel like, okay, I understand, I'm in this same context and I can do this too. And they're unusual stories and unusual titles, like The True Beholding, The Enlarging, The Worthy Sovereign, The Clearing. Very cool, unusual. It's going to stimulate you to see things in a new way and ground you in a new way, but simplified. So if you'd like to be simplified and strengthened, please let us know. Probably one day it will be available. So here's the thing that happened, Bruce, that you don't know about, and Bob. So I'm on a project that I've been in for 6.5 years, and it's kind of neuroscience and education-based, and we have a pretty large team. It kind of fluctuates. And we are in this meeting, and it gets announced that this person is coming in to inform us of something. And it was the day, there's a company called NVIDIA. Get your pens out because I'll make it so you can benefit slightly from this. And NVIDIA had just announced that it was getting its quantum chip for quantum computing and sort of making it so it's a hybrid chip for regular computers. But the point is we're developing all this data, all this stuff for education, for the future of education. And this person was there to tell us, you guys have got to start, you've got to start doing post-quantum era encryption. So what does that mean? Why am I bringing that up? But it made everybody groan. It was like, oh my God. It's like, we're going to have to, do you get that? You're getting that picture, right, Bruce? Right, Bob? This is really, yep. Really, 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 really important. So I'm hustling, like figuring out what to do to get this for the pod. It's going out first to the pod. And unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be here that long. If we were going to be here longer, I'll share it with the rest of the community, but we have to test on the pod first. So I'm hustling. I'm in a design sprint to get this all pulled together, like with the insight that the team was going through to figure out what we were going to do. Here's all I need to say to you. Just write one thing down. When you're getting ready on your teams, because people aren't thinking about this. We had heard about it a year ago. You just want to say something. What are we doing to harden our sovereign data for the post-quantum encryption world? You want to be getting your systems, you want to be designing for the systems that are going to start changing their models now. Now. You want somebody on your team. So here's the problem. If you don't start doing it now, then you're going to have to go back and you're going to be losing momentum. You want to start designing it right now. So just say, what are we doing about the quantum world and encryption in the post-quantum encryption world? That's all you need to do. And you need to keep looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. You're tracking AI and you're doing that. Because if you're not doing that, you're going to be building something. You're going to have all this data strung out on all these partners, and you got to know about your partners and everything else. Everything's getting integrated. So you just want to have, you want to have somebody owning that for you. Okay? Owning that for you. So that you're secure, so your data is contained. And if anybody's got a project, I've just put somebody that should be on your team ASAP, so that what are we doing? We're securing what matters. You're securing what matters. You know, you're aware. Instead of, who's had advisors? I know I have. Were they not being polite? Were they not, who knows? Bruce, you've had people that said, oh, I think you should check this. You've got to be able to listen when you hear or see something like that. I could have gone, oh, no, they don't need to think about it. No. I said, this has to be written up. This has to be expressed. And so I have the opportunity to share it on the big call. Securing your data for the post-quantum encryption world. That's all you have to do. Now you have just one little snip, and I hope that helps. So, in the meantime, you want to be grounded, you want to be ready, you want to be able to walk in this world with the best team around you. It's got to come through a sovereign nervous system that helps people feel trust, that helps people feel regulated, that helps you own your Christ power to create and design new systems and to flourish because you can perceive through Christ's eyes and you can see things that other people can't see. Just send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and we'll get that out to you in the next 24 hours. That's my segment, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I enjoyed that. And I think it's really good that you talked about and brought that leading edge piece of information about protecting our data. Yep. I know, Sue, it would be a crime against humanity.
I didn't get that for me. Sometimes it's like I have friends that watch me go through another thing and they know who they are. And I was like, oh my, it's like when, you know, a new reality slams up against your window and you feel like if you don't share it, it was the same thing with the world-class presentation, Kendall.
Yep.
It was like, if we don't show people how to do their presentations, these projects aren't going to get out.
Right,
it's like, you know, and you can't not say any, even if it's inconvenient, but it's simple. I try to make it so if you know about it, then you have to take the stick and run with it. At least you
right,
know.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, that's me.
That's
I'm out.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's really
You're welcome,
important.
Bruce.
Very, it's a really good piece. Thank you. All right. Now, Bob, I know you have plans to keep the sale going, both sales, but not for that long. So tell us that and tell us anything that you might have as far as your own testimonials and how we can benefit from those.
Yeah. Yeah, so we are, Bruce, keeping the sale going. And if people remember, we do have our Boomer Boost product on sale 20% off along with our Gladiator Barley, which are what are called travel size packs. But also remember, because you have to ease into this barley carefully, it is also a full month supply for a person when they first use it, or for a small child perhaps. Right? And then also our Flaxol lignins, which are really great for people that need a boost to their immune system, and also women going through menopause. And then in a minute, I'm going to talk about a study we just saw that's going to kind of highlight the benefits of our premium probiotics in a really new and unique way. And then also, we have 8 separate products that are listed below that on the on-sale page that includes our collagen peptides and ashwagandha and other things that if you are to buy 3 of them, you get it, all of them at 50% off. And it can be a mix and match, or you can buy 3 of one thing. It doesn't in any way affect the other sale, the 20% off sale. And it's not right. for every product. It's just for those 8.
Right.
And then, Bruce, we got what might be the most interesting testimonial that we've ever gotten.
Oh, cool. All right.
And because of the video that was sent. And so the testimonial reads, "I've had pain in my right foot since January. I have now been taking collagen for the 3rd month, and the ligaments in my right foot are no longer causing pain when I move my foot and ankle. I am walking without pain. I highly recommend this product." And this person sent in a video of their foot, and you can tell that they are lying down in bed with their foot up in the air. It's barefooted, and you can see the ceiling fan. And they took a 20-second video of them moving their ankle all around in circles and in all different directions. And this is the first visual video evidence of the effectiveness of collagen, a rotating foot with a ceiling fan in the picture.
Wow.
That's so cool, Bob. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, when they had their leg up in the air, they weren't, like, really close to the blades on the ceiling fan, right?
I probably was a foot away. The fan wasn't moving. They had shut the fan off.
Oh, okay, good. So I was wondering
about
that. It
looked like a safe exercise. But it's a really good thing to remember because, you know, here's collagen that was made mostly for helping people with bone-on-bone in their knees, but also to block neuropathic pain. And here's a lady that was listening and decided to try it, and lo and behold, this problem with her foot, you know, was healed on, you know, with the use of collagen. And I'll read this other testimonial. This lady sent in a picture, and it looks like somewhere in her house, she's standing in her house, and she has a kind of a like a child's, house that you would build for a small child, almost like a tree fort type thing. But it's a barn, and it has farm animals in front of it, including a horse and a cow. And she writes in this testimonial, since I've been taking Myotrol, my memory seems to be quite a bit better. I will be 80 years young in June, and I started teaching line dancing a few months ago after not teaching for almost 3 years. I can remember the dances more easily and feel comfortable teaching them. Thank you. And so I think the line dancing, I think this farm is the backdrop for the line dancing. And now, and this is also a first. This is the first testimonial where someone is using Myotrol and has been able to go back to teaching line dancing.
That's terrific.
So we have two firsts tonight.
And she's almost 80. She'll be 80 in June. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to teach the line dancing in the barn, Bob, or just somewhere else?
No, it's just
can we tell?
It's just a prop. It looks like a prop. It's in the house.
Ah.
Yeah, a backdrop.
Okay.
So here's the lady sends in a picture of the sunset over her home and swimming pool, and it says, I take my Boomer Boost and barley, plus my D3 and many other Boomer products daily so I can go out swimming. This was a picture at nighttime with a beautiful sunset in Sarasota. Now, that's in Florida for people who don't know, only about 45 minutes from the Boomer offices. Thank you, Boomers, for keeping us healthy so we can go out and swim at 75 years of age. What a beautiful night. My neighbors are out here with me. Blessed we are.
That's great. That's awesome, man.
Yep, and then there's one last one. Say it's shorter. This woman wrote in, I'm going to be 86 next month, but I've been taking Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, Omega-3s, D3, and several more products for a few years, and I don't feel my age at all.
True.
And those
that's
were the
so
testimonials
true,
that we... Yep.
Awesome.
And then, Bruce, there was two things that that came, you know, kind of across the wire that were very, you know, telling today about a couple of important things, and one was we just got notice of the approval of a new gene therapy that is for treating hearing loss. And so there's more people than you would think that have this very specific gene that has a variant in it. It's called the OTOF gene, and it causes deafness in children and people who have grown up and are adults. And what's unique about this is not only that the therapy works really well, but it's the first ever gene therapy treatment that was approved under what's called the National Priority Voucher Program. And that program is part of the Department of Health and Human Services. It was created in June in 2025, and it allows for a review of new drugs, new treatments, all and a bunch of different things. There's like five different criteria, and we've always heard about how it takes years, sometimes 10 years, to get new creations approved by the FDA, and you know, sometimes $1 billion, and they now have this new national priority voucher pilot program where when there is a certain emergency need or something has been studied already in other countries, there's mm-hmm. you know, a lot of evidence to the efficacy. They put them through this new fast track, and this particular one that was just approved in like 60 days from the time that the company that created these vectors to repair those genes, to the time they got the approval and can now start giving it to people, only took 60 days. And you can read all about how it was created, you know, what the rules are, how they do it, how they created the teams of scientists from industry and from the FDA to do these fast-track reviews. And this is the sixth new product that has been approved under this program. And you also saw recently President Trump had Dr. Oz and many other HHS officials at the White House along mm-hmm. with Joe Rogan, and they were referring to that fast-track program. And so I just wanted to let people know about that because it's another MAHA thing that has completely changed the rules about how quickly these new inventions can come to light. And part of it, Bruce, is AI and computer systems. Because mm-hmm. what used to take many, many years with older systems to document all the various things that had to be researched and proven for the FDA is now being done by, you know, agentic AI that is that's completing the tasks in weeks that used to take years. And so realizing that, they can now, you know, make approval for these things much faster. And, you know, right here at home example is it took Eric Kurtz 6 years to make Myotrol. And
right.
And because of all the new systems that were created during that time and the new knowledge base, he created Collagen in just a couple of months after that. And it seems, from speaking to him, like that's probably going to be kind of the standard. There are certain things along the research yeah. process that you can't make faster because it's more mechanical and mixing things together and testing things in real life once you have a product. But the research to put it together from a knowledge base, which is what you have to have first, this discovery-based research is now literally going at the speed of light. And this is partly why they put this new program in place. Now, just lastly here, this is a study that was announced a couple of days ago. And this is an anti-aging thing that I think people are really going to enjoy. And the title of the research study was called Fecal Microbiota from Younger Self Forestalls Aging in Older Mice. So this was done, this study was done by oncologists that specialized in liver cancer. And mice age much more quickly than humans, so they're able to do studies, longitudinal studies, in just a couple of years' time. And so knowing about the differences in the microbiota of young and old mice, they decided to preserve the microbiota of three-month-old mice, and then when the mice reached middle age, they implanted the preserved fecal matter back into the mouse, and they did it by mouth. So they put it as a pellet that survives the digestive tract, arrives unaltered in the gut, and colonizes from these colony-forming units of good bacteria. It recolonizes the mouse's gut back to a younger age, and then they let these mice age out until they died of old age, and they compared them to mice that had not been treated. Mm-hmm. And it,
right.
the difference was profound. The mice lived longer, and they didn't develop any of the adult onset diseases that these type of mice almost always developed as they age, which included this type of liver cancer, which was almost inevitable. And they found that the mice in this study none of them got cancer that received their own microbiota when they were middle age. So they waited till the mice were like a year and a half old, which is middle age, and that's when they implanted it, right? And so they're asking the researchers, this is interesting, but, you know, what about with humans? And, so this one researcher, I'll read this part, says, based on the findings, and asked if everyone should save their stool from childhood, the researcher said, I'm not sure about that, but I did recently preserve a sample of my own microbiota.
How about that?
So here's the thing. So here's something that is interesting about this, because we already know that these fecal microbiota transplants, call it FMT, are very helpful for people with certain autoimmune diseases, and it was accidentally discovered at the Mayo Clinic close to 10 years ago now, that when they were treating people that had life-threatening infections in their gut from C. diff, that they had to give them fecal transplants to save their life. So they basically give the person an enema, and then they have a donor base. They call them super poopers. And they liquefy the feces with saline and inject it up into the person. They let it stay in for a couple hours. Then they let it drain out. And now the person has a new microbiota that's someone else's microbiota. Okay, and it saves their life. Well, what they also discovered was that some of the people they were treating also had Parkinson's disease. And about half of them, their Parkinson's disease was getting significantly better. And it was at that point they began to research and discover that sometimes Parkinson's disease is caused by a bacterial infection that has made its way into the brain. And so so now they're finding that it's also an anti-aging treatment. But here's the thing, Bruce. What's happening in your gut with those good bacteria is it's interacting with fiber and it's creating metabolites that are metabolites, obviously, of a certain veracity based on your age and also the makeup of your microbiota, because it changes constantly. And as you get older, certain species die off and you don't have them anymore. And so you can't make certain metabolites that are involved in your immune system, in your neurotransmitters, and all the like. So the probiotic that we have, Bruce, has already created those metabolites. So we put the sprouted barley powder into a vat. We add the good bacteria to it with mineral water and ferment it for 90 days until it creates all those metabolites that normally would be created in your gut, and then it gets powderized, and you can mix it in a glass of water and drink it, and those metabolites get absorbed in your small intestine, not your gut, and go directly into your bloodstream, and it totally bypasses that system of the creation of those metabolites. And anybody can take those. I've been taking them every day for over 5 years. And just put them into a glass of water and mix it up and drink it. It has no taste to it at all. And so this is something, you know, looking at a study like this, knowing that as you age, the makeup and the volume of your microbiota has a profound effect on
what happens with you as you age. And so if you want those metabolites that are the result of having that good bacteria, get them through your premium probiotics. You is only one place in the world, Bruce, where you can get such a type of probiotic with those metabolites in it. There's no place else in the world that sells that type of product.
That's right.
And there's only one person that makes it, and he makes it for us. And so I think, I was saying the other day, we had a lady called that had, had to have her colon removed. And when she asked, was there something to help? It's like, yeah, that we have a product that was created exactly for people like you who don't have a colon. And so now here, 2 days later, we see this story about anti-aging and how what the effect of the veracity of your microbiota has on your rate of aging. And so,
amazing, Bob.
That's about all I have for tonight, and it's 10:15.
Well, thank you, Bob. I think that's fascinating. I think it's really good research that's being done, and I think we'll all end up benefiting from it. And you've told us before about those transplants in the past, and I like the fact that the study, which involved these mice, are giving really good results. And it's really smart. I love that. Thank you for that segment, Bob. And now let's talk about how to get to our premium probiotics, which, Bob, don't I understand that to be one of our products that's 20% off right now?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Lignans, premium probiotics, Boomer Boost, and the travel size of Gladiator Barley. All four of those are 20% off for a limited time. So it's a great time to get those. Bob, I've been taking those premium probiotics ever since we got started, over 10 years ago. I take it every day with my Boomer Boost and Barley and Lignans, all four powders one time.
Yep.
So to get to Bob's website, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site, bigcalluniverse.com. And then you'll see a banner at the top of the page that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's website. So click on it. Boom, you'll go right into Bob's site, and you'll be able to see, like he said, the product menu. Hit the drop-down on sale tab, and you'll be able to see the four products that are 20% off in one sale, and then a separate sale for eight different products that are 50% off. Two separate sales, no mix and match on those two, but you'll have plenty of information about those. And those eight products that are 50 off, to get them half price is a real good deal. So take advantage of one or both of those sales and put an order together online, which is what 98.75% of the people do. And then if you need any help or you've got any questions or you have an issue, you can call customer support at 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So most people just do their orders online and then get it handled that way. Typically, when you put an order online together, you'll see the sale prices come out at checkout. They'll be reflected when you get ready to check out. I think that's terrific. So now you know how to get to the site. You know there are two sales going on. And you also know how to get in touch with customer support if you need it. All right. Thank you, Bob. That's really good tonight. Really enjoyed that. And Now let's get into our intel. Boy, let's see if I can construct this like I usually do with the idea of a timeline. I'm going to start, though, with something that we got today from a major contact of ours in Iraq, an Iraqi. And he said that the new prime minister has been appointed today. Now, it's not Sudani. So we have a new prime minister that's been appointed today, and I believe that will be made known in the next couple of days. That's a good thing. I have a feeling this is somebody that President Trump has either wanted or let them know that, yeah, this is the guy that we want. So that's good. New prime minister for Iraq as of today. Remember, we already have a new president up in Kurdistan. So that's good. So they're all set on that. I'm hearing no parliament, just a council for Iraq. That's all they're going to go with from now on. And we'll see how that all goes. So that's good. We got that. And then we heard today from, I think this is pretty important, we heard from one of our bond paymasters that our bondholders are to receive an email on Thursday afternoon telling them how much they have in their account from their bonds that they've already ponied up, some of them years ago, months ago, some more recently. So they have so much money in these accounts that the bondholders will be able to see. And in that email that's coming out Thursday afternoon, they should also see when those bondholders will be able to access those funds. Now, if they get that Thursday afternoon, this is only my opinion. My opinion is they'll probably get access to it on the 1st of May, which is Friday. All right? So let's see what else we could take from that. There's another piece that's not exactly related, but this is supposed to happen at 2 p.m. Wednesday, which is tomorrow. 2 p.m. Wednesday, and that is we're supposed to get a cut in interest rates from Jerome Powell as his last-ditch attempt at the Federal Reserve. It's a little too late. Why President Trump calls Jerome Powell too late Powell. So that should be something we'll be aware of tomorrow afternoon. Supposed to occur at 2 o'clock Eastern, but we'll see. But we already have a new Fed chairman that's going to replace Powell. I believe it's around the 4th of May, somewhere in that time frame. I may be off on that, but it should be in May. All right, so that's sort of a set that aside. Now let's go back to the other information that's talking about us. We believe that we are to receive our 800 numbers, our emails, at this point, most likely Thursday. And I'm going to say it this way. We know that Redemption Center leaders, some of whom are going in at 8:30 in the morning to the Redemption Centers on Thursday. We know some might be going in at 9:30 in the morning Thursday. Why the difference? Why not everybody at 8:30? Because I believe, my opinion again, that some of the demographics for those redemption centers vary and there might not be the urgency or the need to go in as early in some markets. So that's something we can be looking for. Now, why do I think? I think that's why, one reason why, we should get our notifications on Thursday the 30th. And then, based on that, we should be able to exchange, most likely, it's possible Thursday, but my gut is most likely Friday, the 1st of May. Why do I say that? You guys know how I get squirrely every time we get toward the end of the month, wondering whether it's going to be this month or are they going to move it to May. Well, I believe we're going to get notified the last day of April, April 30th, that's Thursday. I believe that based on the information we have. And then we're going to exchange starting Friday the 1st. I think that's very possible that that's how the thing's going to come together. So if you know anyone who has a birthday either the last day of April or May 1st, they win. I think that's calling them a winner. That's what it looks like. That is where it appears. Now, we're looking to have tomorrow also 7 currencies to be up on the screens at the redemption centers. 7 of maybe 40 or 42. So they're moving up with those. Also, Wednesday, tomorrow, we're supposed to have the dinar and I think many of the other currencies on the Forex, FX, Forex. Now, it's possible that we would get notified tomorrow, but my gut is Thursday, based on the Redemption Center leaders going in. Why do they need to go in? Why does the staff need to go in Thursday? Because when we get the 800 number to call the call centers and get routed to the redemption center that's indicated by our zip code that we have keyed in, ostensibly, we've keyed that in, that is a direct link that goes to that redemption center to a live human being. Because we think that the call centers initially will be AI that answers your 800 call. And then when you go far enough in receiving that information or putting in the information that is required, they'll get transferred to that redemption center directly. And I think you can do it by staying online and not having to call another number, but they should transfer you to that redemption center, and you'll speak for up to a couple of minutes with a live human being to get your time and day of your appointment confirmed and probably get directions at that time that would be theoretically texted to you or sent to your email. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work, but we need to know, obviously, we need to know how to get there to make it to our appointment no more than 10 minutes early, no more than 10 minutes early for your appointment. And you've got approximately 35 to 40 minutes to do everything that needs to be done before they kick you out the back door and you go take your Q phone and your perk list and maybe a certificate for a computer to be purchased later at Best Buy. And then you'll be smiling ear to ear as you leave the redemption center and go on your merry way. That's a lot to get done in 35 to 40 minutes. A lot. Now, they can count the currency pretty fast with the Dillaroo machine, and they may have 2 of those going if you've got a bundle that you bring in. But, you know, we got to set up your Quantum account, get that Quantum card issued to you, so you can move funds from your quantum account to your Wells Fargo bank account, what I call the master account or the primary bank account. And then you'll probably end up having to go back later to set up any secondary bank accounts with Wells. I doubt we'll have those, have time to set those up. And then you'll be able to add other banks' accounts that you have or want to open to your quantum account. You should be able to do that on your own. We'll see how that works. We'll see. But you're supposed to be able to have up to three different banks, maybe more, but I'm hearing three different banks attached to your quantum card. So you can move funds to this account with Wells, or move funds to that account with Chase, or move funds to that account with Truist Bank, or whatever. You know, whatever you want to do. Remember, your banks themselves, bank personnel, excuse me, are not supposed to see your balances anymore. They're not supposed to see what you have. They're not going to see your quantum account. Now, when you open it at the redemption center, somebody's there. I'm not sure. They might see it, but they're going to see everybody's. So, you know, that's the way it is. You have to get started at the redemption center. And then you're on your own to move funds either by your Q phone or by your computer, all of that. So the idea is you should be able to move as many funds as you think you'll need for your projects and your life for the first 6 months, possibly let's call it 60 days to 90 days, 2 to 3 months. Okay, so have that number in mind that you plan to move to your master account, so-called primary Wells Fargo bank account, from your quantum. Remember, your quantum card is not a charge card. It's not a credit card. It's only an access card that gets you access to your quantum account that's tied into the treasury. And then you move funds as you need it into your primary or probably secondary bank accounts down the road a little ways. So, plus, don't forget, you're going to get a Wells Fargo account. You're going to get a Wells Fargo debit credit card so that you could use it, as far as I know, on day one. Now, if we exchange on Thursday, it might be Friday before we get access to our funds. I don't know. If we exchange on Friday the 1st, it's most likely that you'll have access on the 1st. I don't think we're going to exchange and not get immediate access. And I think the bondholders are going to get access to their funds because they're not going to get notified till after afternoon, after 2 o'clock on Thursday. So whatever they see in their account, they can't get access to it until they're told when, which my projection is they'll get access to it on Friday the 1st, just like we would. Hence, a true shotgun start. They go when we go. Tier 3 is the bondholders. We're Tier 4B. And so we're going to be going, theoretically, at the same time. I think that's what they want to do to keep it fair. And then we're off to the races after that. Let's see. Is there anything else intel-wise? I think that's everything that's relevant to what we have right now. Obviously, we're very happy that the attempt on President Trump and whomever else was in the ballroom Saturday night for the correspondence dinner did not come through. He was stopped before he could get to the doors, which were closed and probably locked, to the ballroom itself. But they're going to be searching that out, and I'm sure when that correspondence dinner is rescheduled within 30 days of last Saturday, according to what President Trump wants, I believe the security will be incredibly increased, perimeter-wise and everything else. And we hope that's the case. We surely think there were some things in this case that could have been done better. Now, I'm going to wonder if there's anything else that is going to come to me besides Sue's offer to get the Endow, E-N-D-O-W, Endow classes, the two classes about sovereign endowment. And they're available probably for a 24-hour period, meaning tomorrow, if you get the email out tonight. Tell Sue that you'd like it. She can deal with you whether you have PayPal or not. You send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. I've spelled it for the last 4 years, but I'll spell it again. Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Send it out. Let her know if you have PayPal or if you don't. Put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. And on the tagline or the header, just let her know Endow, E-N-D-O-W, 100. It's $100 for both classes sent to you as an audio download. You'll get a link in your email that you can listen to and listen to it over and over and over, plus an approximately 70-page booklet that you can print out about everything that Sue is talking about in that class. So take advantage of it now, because this is going to be a once and done, I have a feeling. Got tonight to send her that email, and she'll be working tomorrow to get those out. Okay? I don't know that there's anything else that is relevant right now that I can think of. I know I got the most important things out to you. I might have a couple of more things that I can't remember right now, but I think the gist of it is that we are still on, looking good for this week. Oh, I do have one other. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay, remember when Jeannie said something about debt jubilee, debt relief? We're understanding that that is supposed to occur for us in the first few days of May, and that our tariff dividend checks would be out very, very soon. Now, I'm going to take those tariff dividend checks and say maybe that's also talking about our direct deposits on the tariff dividends, not just physical checks in snail mail, but our direct deposits to our bank accounts. And you know, we look at messages that come from certain sources, and we try to decode, see whether there's anything there that might be something we can use. Is the term very, very soon? Does that mean two varies equals 2 days? I don't know. That's a guess, maybe. But very, very soon is good. And the debt relief, which is part of NASARA, is supposed to start in the first few days of May. So we'll see what that looks like. You know, I know that certainly the tariff dividends are part of it, and we're looking to get the EBS EAS cranked out probably, I'm going to say, the day that we start going for our exchanges at the redemption centers, more than likely. But I know military is in place. Now, a lot of military is in place for the redemption centers, probably also banks, for us, for NASARA, and for exchanges. The military is there for security for us. Okay? So that's the other couple of pieces that I wanted to bring out. So get in touch with Sue. Start typing up that email. Get it out tonight so she can get that sovereign endowment class out to you. Okay? Do it tonight, and you'll be vastly benefited by it. Very important to get it. Now, I think that's all I want to bring out tonight that I can think of. So let's do this. I want to thank Sue and Bob and GCK and Doug, Pastor Scott, Jeannie, and the satellite team and Big Call Universe. You guys, thanks for listening for 15 years. Oy. And we should have, when we get those 800 numbers, we'll put it up on the front page of BigCallUniverse.com, and then we'll also be sending out emails to anybody that registered that wants the toll-free numbers when they come in. You should be getting them from Wells Fargo. Wells isn't going to have everybody's email. Some of you guys have new emails. Some of you have changed your email since it was, you know, since they have it, whatever. But we're here to kind of pick up the pieces on that. And then so if we have it posted on our website, we'll make sure it's the real McCoy before we do it. All right? So everybody, let's pray the call out, and let's look forward to having a, should be a celebration call on Thursday by the sound of it. Okay? So let's hope so. Heavenly Father, thank you for everybody that tuned in tonight all over the globe. Thank you for Big Call Universe and the people that are waiting with open arms to receive this blessing. Thank you for the plans that you have for us, plans to benefit us, to prosper us, to give our lives a new meaning and a new start. Thank you for the technology that's coming and that we have now. Thank you for everything you've done to allow us to learn everything that we have learned so far and what we're about to take and learn in our near future. God, help us to be prepared for everything that's coming and everything that we're supposed to do as good stewards of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a blessed night tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you Thursday. Okay? God bless you guys. Good night.